brought to you by Penguin.
Cousin Kate by Georgette Heyer. Read by Christina Cole.
Chapter 1. At no time during the 24 hours was the Bull and Mouth Inn a place of quiet or repose, and by 10 o'clock in the morning, when the stagecoach from Wisbeach turned top heavily out of Aldersgate, lumbered into its yard, it seemed, to one weary and downcast passenger at least, to be crowded with vehicles of every description, from a yellow-bodied postchaise to a wagon, with its shafts cocked up and the various packages and bundles it carried strewn over the yard. All was bustle and confusion, and for a few minutes Miss Mulvern, climbing down from the coach, was bewildered by it, and stood looking round her rather helplessly. Until the guard dumped at her feet the small corded trunk which contained her worldly possessions, and advised her to look sharp to it. No one paid the least attention to her, except an ostler leading out two horses, and adjuring her to get out of the way, and one of the inevitable street vendors who haunted busy inn-yards begging her to buy some gingerbread. The guard, assailed by demands from several anxious travellers to have their bags and bandboxes restored to them immediately, had little time to spare, but Miss Mulvern's flower-like countenance and her air of youthful innocence impelled him to ask her if anyone was meeting her. When she shook her head, he clicked his tongue disapprovingly and expressed a hope that she might at least know where she was a-going to. A gleam of amusement lightened the shadows in Miss Mulvern's large grey eyes. She replied, with a tiny chuckle, "Oh, yes, I do know that."
"What you want, missy, is a hack," said the guard.
"No, I don't. I want a porter," said Miss Mulvern, speaking with unexpected decision. The guard seemed to be inclined to argue this point, but as a stout lady was tugging at his coattails, shrilly demanding to know what he had done with a basket of fish consigned to his care, he was obliged to abandon Miss Mulvern to her fate, merely shouting in stentorian accents for a porter to carry the young lady's trunk. This summons was responded to by a burly individual in a frieze coat, who undertook, for a sum of sixpence, to carry Miss Mulvern's trunk to the warehouse of Josiah Nidd and Son Carriers. Since this establishment was situated a bare quarter of a mile from the Bull and Mouth, Miss Mulvern had a shrewd suspicion that she was being grossly overcharged. But although an adventurous youth spent in following the drum had accustomed her to haggling with Portuguese farmers and Spanish muleteers, she did not feel inclined to embark on argument in a crowded London innyard, so she agreed the price and desired the porter to lead her to the warehouse. The premises acquired some years earlier by Mr. Nidd and his son had originally been an inn, of neither the size nor the quality of the Bull and Mouth, but, like it, provided with a galleried yard and a number of stables and coach houses. Occupying a large part of the yard was an enormous wagon mounted on 9-inch cylindrical wheels and covered by a spreading tilt. Three brawny lads were engaged in loading this vehicle with a collection of goods ranging from pack cases to farm implements, their activities being directed and shrilly criticised by an aged gentleman who was seated on the balcony on one side of the yard. Beneath this balcony, a glass door had once invited entrance to the coffee room, but this had been replaced by a green-painted wooden door, flanked by tubs filled with geraniums, and furnished with a bright brass knocker, indicating that the erstwhile hostelry had become a private residence. Picking her way between the piles of packages and directing the porter to follow her, Miss Mulvern went to it, lifting its latch without ceremony and stepping into a narrow passage from which a door gave access into the old coffee room and a flight of uneven stairs rose to the upper floors. The trunk set down and the porter dismissed, Miss Mulvern heaved a sigh of relief, as of one who had accomplished an enterprise fraught with peril, and called, "Sarah!" No immediate response being forthcoming, she called again, more loudly, and moved to the foot of the stairs. But even as she set her foot on the bottom step, a door at the end of the passage burst open, and a lady in a flowered print dress, with an old-fashioned tucker round her ample bosom and a starched muslin cap tied in a bow beneath her chin, stood as though stunned on the threshold, and gasped, "Miss Kate, it's never you! Oh, my dearie, my precious lambkin!" She started forward, holding out her plump arms, and Miss Mulvern, laughing and crying, tumbled into them, hugging her and utterly disjointedly. "Oh, Sarah! Oh, Sarah, to be with you!"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?